This week marks a year since the furnaces cooled at the coal-fired power station at Port Augusta in South Australia's mid-north. The region is staying afloat on the hopes of renewable energy projects, but some former workers are still dipping into their redundancy packages to get by. From Port Augusta, Karma Reid reports.
1 year ago, Gary Rowbottom was entering his final week of work after 17 years at the powerhouse, Alinta Energy's coal-fired power station at Port Augusta.
I was made redundant on the 13th, along with about 40 colleagues, and there were two further main waves of redundancies over the next 8 weeks or so.
While there's plenty of talk of potential renewable projects around the region, a solar PV farm by Reach Energy was approved last month. It does little to help those who are dipping into their redundancy packages to live.
From when you know a project is definitely happening to when people actually starting getting jobs in it is some delay there.
Mr. Rowbottom is also the chair of Repower Port Augusta, a community group lobbying for a solar thermal project for the region. The concept of using sunlight and mirrors to generate steam by heating water has widespread support, but there needs to be a buyer for the power it makes. Repower is hoping the South Australian government will be that buyer, with new power purchasing contracts expected to be announced by the end of next month.
That is certainly the most direct and swiftest path to making it happen, and there's a lot of jobs involved in it. There will be something like 2.1 million man hours involved in building the thing, and 50 jobs for probably 3 decades, so that's a huge economic value to South Australia in particular.
Port Augusta's Mayor Sam Johnson says the town is beginning to recover from the economic slump that marked the build-up to the station's closure and the closure itself.
We're still showing good signs in our population that we're remaining steady at this point in time.
He says he's confident that the solar projects Mr. Rowbottom and the Repower Port Augusta group are fighting for will eventuate.
I very, very strongly believe that we will bounce back, and Port Augusta, I believe, will actually end up being stronger in 5 years than what it actually has been in the last 10 years, without a doubt.
Mr. Johnson says families have had to have difficult discussions about their future in Port Augusta, but many, like him, have put their faith in the city.
It's always going to be a challenge, but we have stuck together. We've shown our resilience, and I say hang in there.
Meanwhile, more than 200 kilometres northeast in the Flinders Ranges, the town that used to support the mine that fed the power station is also hanging in there. The Outback Communities Authority now governs Lee Creek, and its chair, Cecilia Wolford, says while the population has fallen significantly, those who remain are working hard to keep the town alive.
There's about maybe just under 140 people still living in Lee Creek. I think they're the people who have decided to stay, and so I'm actually seeing a little bit more optimism.
She says steering the town away from a mining community into an open town is a challenge. Even property titles need to be created, as Alinta Energy used to own all the housing.
So I'd say that the OCA is still working with everybody in this rather complex sort of ecosystem of living there and making it have a future, while also making sure that the town itself operates at its optimum, and I think we're managing that quite well.
Cecilia Wolford from the Outback Communities Authority, ending Karma Reid's report.